When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We're live!
Wow, look at that.
Wow. Did you go to Starbucks already today, Sydney?
Ben got it for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you guys don't make your own coffee.
We do. We just, it's brew, like, he has to make the cold brew and it has to sit for 24 hours, and he was a little behind, so we had to get started today.
Blaming Ben. There you go. Blaming the guy who spends all his time in med school that he doesn't have time to make your coffee.
It's the beauty of him getting up 2.5 hours before me every day. Damn. He goes and gets the coffee.
You're a lazy piece of shit.
Well, he gets up at 5. I'm not getting up at 5 and just fucking stare at him.
Why? Just get up and start your day.
He said he doesn't want me to because he likes that time by himself.
Oh, boy. Not even so. 6 months into marriage, huh?
Yeah.
Are you guys coffee drinkers?
Love coffee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
I'm the only one who's
She
not.
Loves the smell of it, but doesn't like the taste.
Do you I've drink become it, a coffee snob.
Like, really?
I'm a coffee snob. Like, I'm like, get that swill away from me. Like, I only like pure beans and all that stuff. It's weird.
You're just in your kitchen, like, running the beans through your hands and stuff.
All right, real stuff. I have my coffee sent to me from this place in Maine every month.
Wow. And,
like, that's what I get. Yeah.
You are like, a snob.
If I have anything else, I'm like, I miss my coffee.
How do you brew it?
With a coffee pot. Like, I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
I don't like crush the beans by hand
I wasn't sure if you were like French pressing this or if we were
not
coffee
yet.
Or anything like that. So
yeah, wow. I'm a snob.
Mikey, do you like iced coffee or no?
Oh, I love iced coffee. I got one chilling in the next room right now.
Okay.
I guess I'm the last one on that. I can't do it. I can't. I tried.
It's like 30 degrees here. I can't wait to have my iced coffee.
Yeah. They like that new, what's the new Dunkin' iced coffee? The cookie butter?
Cookie butter.
Oh, so it's seasonal.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a bummer. Jackson.
Don't give any to Jackson.
Jackson will one day grow up and be well-versed in the arts of Dunkin' Donuts.
He will. It's a rite of passage up in Boston.
Oh, it'd be a shame if he was a Starbucks kid.
Yeah, could you imagine? Wow. Traitor.
I mean, Sydney's. I mean, that's what we drink all out in Arizona. But he's going to grow up with a Dunkin' Donuts on every corner, so he's not really going to have much of a choice.
Yeah, that's true.
He's going to be ready.
That's like it's like out here. Like, I can't remember the last time I've been to a Dunkin'. It had to have been when I was in high school.
Well, I remember I thought it was such a big deal when Notre Dame got a Dunkin' Donuts, and I was like gassing it up and telling people how great it was. And then when you see it in a different context, you're like, oh, yeah, it's like it's fine. Like, it's not.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean,
I'm
the line
at coffee, to be honest.
The line at Dunkin' in South Bend, though, is always so long. Jake can vouch for that. The drive through line is always long.
Oh, always so long around the building.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Well, Well, that's what always ticks me off is I'm super anti-line, and it's why I have an adverse reaction to In-N-Out Burger when we have that discussion, is because it's not like that burger is not worth a 30-person car line, much the same that Dunkin' Donuts is not worth a 20-person car line. Like, I can go to a replacement level store and get a comparable product without having to wait in that line.
So is there any product out there? Because I don't wait. I wouldn't wait in a 30 car line for anything. I could always find a replacement. So is there anything out of anybody that you guys would wait 30 deep in a car line to get because you don't like the replacement?
Taylor Swift tickets.
Food wise, I mean,
it has to be something.
Honestly,
like that.
Honestly, I just cut my losses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I would say it's like more situational. Like if I am in a place where if I'm visiting a place and I know this is the only time I'm going to be able to get said thing, I'm more willing to wait in the line than I would be otherwise.
That's right. Fair.
But every time I see a line in an airport, I think of you, Mike, and I take a picture of it occasionally because I'm with you. I'm like, why are you people waiting in line?
Well, if you have a long layover, I kind of get it.
I guess if you have time and you have nothing, if your only other option is you're going to the gate and sit down, I guess.
Ben and I did that in Mexico City Airport. We got there like 2.5 hours before our flight, and we're like, the airport was just packed, and we're like, we might as well just stand in the Starbucks line for, I think we stood there for like 20 minutes. Like,
yeah, I can see
to
that.
Kill some time.
I get that.
I guess my thing is just always even within the store. Like, if you can't get in the line in Starbucks, there's probably a Caribou Coffee not too far from there, or an Einstein. Like, there's something else there. That's just my thing is I get it. If there's a layover, I would rather go sit down at like a sit down restaurant. I'll wait in line to get in one of those because then I can park, I can watch TV, I can get a little drunk.
Well, from Sydney's aspect and ours, if you go into the Mexico City airport, not a lot of options. You'll be standing in the Starbucks line.
Yeah, that's true.
Not many seats to sit. So
No, there's not.
You know what I don't understand here in Arizona? We live right across the street from a Starbucks. The line for the drive-through will wrap around. It'll go into like parking spaces. It's sunny in 75. Like, just park your car and go inside. Like, I just walk in and I get it. Maybe if it's like a blizzard, like if you're like on the East Coast, it's snowing, you don't want to get out. But like, it's perfectly fine out here. Like, and the car line is like 20 deep.
Yeah,
that's what happens. There's a small coffee place near me out here, and it's got the option for like order ahead, Cindy, kind of like the life hack that you do in the airport Starbucks.
So good.
But I'll see people waiting outside for like 10 minutes for theirs, and I just walk inside and order, and I get my coffee in 30 seconds. And I'm like, all right, like, I understand convenience is certainly there if you're doing like a true walk up, but if not, what are we doing here?
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, makes sense.
I agree. I mean, it's one thing too, if you have like kids in your car and you're going to have to unpack your car and everything, that's like a different story too.
You guys, we've had this discussion before of all of you guys, DoorDash everything. You guys ever DoorDash coffee?
No, I haven't gotten to that level yet where I would just DoorDash a drink. There's always got to be some food to it.
Well, Sydney, we know you've DoorDashed a Sprite. So.
It was Jimmy John's delivered it.
It was Jimmy John's. It was right before closing in South Bend, and I was drunk, and I just ordered a Sprite. So there's no doubt the guy spit in my drink before he dropped it off on the
Yeah, that's true. Jake or Jenny, have you ever DoorDashed just a drink?
No. Have I DoorDashed a drink?
Yeah, you did with coffee when you couldn't leave with Jackson.
I don't remember that.
I guess, I was looking at pictures last night, and I saw when Jenny DoorDashed ice cream, Fudgy the Whale, and then the small ice cream. Remember, it was like $35 for a little
ice
cream.
I've done that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Doesn't the ice cream melt? I mean,
they do a pretty good job.
No,
DoorDash lady bags. Typically, they put them in the cars to keep them cold.
Oh, all right. Wow.
This isn't their first rodeo. Shout out to DoorDashing Fudgy, I think, during the recording of this podcast once during the pandemic.
We told you we were pregnant with Fudgy.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
God, that's right.
It seems very appropriate looking back now.
Yeah, it does.
I just still remember my favorite Fudgy was the one where Jake, during the pandemic, got Fudgy with writing on it that said, sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they would deliver it to us thinking we were sad.
Oh my God.
We were very happy. Sad though.
Yeah. Sad until it got there.
Yes.
No. By the way, welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Goal of Family podcast. There's about 40 people in here now, and I'd say because we just did this on the fly, that's about who we're going to get. So
yeah. That's a podcast too, so it'll be up.
Yep. Ryan Holmes, Jim Misner, Jordan Engel, Oscar Garcia Montoya. Thank you guys for jumping in the chat. Big ups. Apparently, Oscar Garcia Montoya says that there is at least one Dunkin' Donuts in Scottsdale.
Yes, there's a few.
So do with that information what you will. Someone also pointed out it's Senegal versus Ecuador in the World Cup elimination right now. I haven't found myself yet, and I think it's because it's the group stage still, getting into a lot of the non-US matches in the World Cup.
I haven't gotten into the World Cup at all.
I watched a little bit, but like you, until it gets into the knockout round, which I don't know why I would think that way, you know, but that's kind of where I am. I haven't watched much of it either.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier for me once it's like we're on to the elimination games and stuff like that. But because I know, you know, we're doing the we've got the U.S. playing Iran later today, so that'll be when we're pretty dialed in on, as you've got Dog Fight Club going on in the background there.
Seems like Ted's cooperating nicely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ted was eating all – your mother had to move all the pillows because he was eating all the buttons off of them. Now he's attacking Harry. And Hank's just looking for someone to hump. He's just looking for space to hump.
Why didn't you just leave him in the house?
Because we love our animals, okay? Is that what you're going to do with your kid? Just leave them stacked somewhere when you don't want them to be around? Oh, my God.
Maybe I should get rid of them, huh?
Yeah, you don't have to.
If it escalates, I'll get rid of them.
Yeah.
It's ambient noise at this point, so.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even notice it until you mentioned it.
I saw Ted pushing into your back and knocking you forward. Yeah.
And I still didn't even notice. Yeah. I'm like used to it.
Just every day.
Just white noise at this point. Oh, wait. Yeah. So now that we're here, we have to have a very important conversation because I need to verify, because I realized I was going out and making claims that might not be, like, I might not be able to back up. And so I need to source with you guys this Sick Bowl thing that was going around the internet the other day. Some British lady tweeted that she was realized that her family's Sick Bowl was also their cake mix bowl, and that it had been the same way since she was a kid, and that saying it out loud was like some sort of revelation for her. And this very quickly became people trying to make this like a gross white people thing. And I stood up on the table and was like, no, the white community does not claim this. I don't know what the fuck is. I have been white for 33 years and I have never once encountered a Sick Bowl.
There is no Sick Bowl. There never was a Sick Bowl. As a matter of fact, there was a time when our hands are just the Sick Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no special bowl. There's the toilet when you get older. When you're sick in bed, you just put a trash can there. Other than that, you just pray you make it to some sort of cylindrical, you know.
To the toilet. Run to the toilet.
Yeah, run to whatever. So there was never anything designated that said throw up in this. No, absolutely not.
Even if there was, like, the bowl goes through the dishwasher. So who cares if it's the same bowl? Like, do you care? Do you care?
I mean,
I just feel like kinda, it's the principle of it. Like, you guys just easily get another bowl, you know? Right.
Show of hands, who cares? Who would care?
Oh, wow.
Jake, are you raising your hand?
No. Okay. Doesn't bother me. Okay.
I wouldn't care either. Now, you guys are in too young a stage. You know, Jackson at 5 months is just throwing up on you guys. Yeah. So, I mean, there's Jenny, when you were growing up, you're the one that we didn't grow up around, did you guys have a Sick Bowl or just throw up anywhere?
Yeah, it was always the same bucket. But it was just the same bucket. It wasn't a bowl we ate out of ever.
Oh, okay. So it was a designated bucket then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a bucket, which makes perfect sense. I can understand that. I don't get the bowl. Like,
I don't know why you just don't use a fucking toilet.
Like, well, like, I understand you can't always get there, and that's where, like, the small garbage can comes into play. And this isn't, like, classist. Those small garbage cans are super cheap. Everyone has them in a bathroom. You slide it on over there. It's probably cost the same as a bowl. And it's, like, that's my thing is even for a mixing bowl, a bowl's a bad shape for something to vomit into, and it's too small. You can get all the refurb and all that shit.
Yeah.
And if you fill it up once and no one else is there to, like, help you clean it out, then you just got a bowl full of puke that you got to re-puke into.
So did you find anybody in America who had a bowl, or is that like a British thing?
So Dan Barker is in the chat. He says he's a delegate of the British community. Yes, the sick bowl is a thing if no bucket was available. And that's my thing is I don't know why, like, there should always be something else. And I understand the, you know, I see Stephanie Wilson, kids can't quite make it to the bathroom. That's fine. Like, that's the garbage can thing to me then.
Right.
Using a bowl in that, when there's clearly a number of other things around the house, like normal household appliances that would house puke better. That's the thing that doesn't make sense. But then the audacity on the other side to say, I've got this bowl and then I'm going to go and use it again for the food. That just seems like an unnecessary flex.
Well, I mean, you're washing it in between. Like,
yeah, but like why? Like, just keep it
separate. Why not? Why not?
Yeah, because it's
fucked up.
Because
that's
it just like makes me think of being sick. Like,
like you want to make cookies in the vomit bowl? No thanks.
Right. You got bad memory tied to that bowl. And listen, I see Daniel Barker saying that this is double standard. No, this is how you know you can trust me that this is some non-normal shit, because I used to puke all over myself. I puke every practice. I puke every game. I am disgusting. And so the fact that I am looking at this and saying, no, we need to stand for something or we'll fall for everything should tell you something.
Yeah. Oh, Nancy Devaney. Hi.
Hi, Nance. Hi, Nance. We love Nance.
Are you at work, Nancy?
We love Nance. Used to be a workmate of ours at ESPN.
Yes.
Those out there that are saying, who's Nancy? Who's Nancy?
I hope I hope she's watching at work. It'd be highly ironic.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Sean Bryant, Gojo would need the bowl if Jenny forced him to touch her tail.
Wow, that's going back a while. Wow, Jenny's
that
tail.
Is. Wow.
Oh. Yeah, we haven't talked about the tail in a long time.
No, we
Thank
haven't.
God.
Thank
does Jackson
God,
have
yeah.
a tail?
Yeah, does Jackson have the tail?
I haven't checked.
That would be something if it was a genetic thing and all your kids had tails.
No one else in my family has it. I'm just the missing link.
Oh my God. Cro-Magnon Jenny.
Every time I think of something about, is it, no, it's Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal with George from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yep.
With his tail.
Always back to Seinfeld. There we go.
Well, there you have
or,
it.
Or Raymond.
Or Raymond, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wouldn't be a podcast without it. Hold on, I am getting just absolutely roasted in the chat. Jim Misner, isn't this the family that eats food off the floor? Who's to say puke hasn't been down? Yeah, it might have been down there accidentally. You have designated this bowl for vomit and then also designated it to mix in your ingredients for cookies. That seems unnecessary.
Think how hot the dishwasher gets.
Yeah,
like,
it cleans it. Cleans it. You're not getting any remnants of your puke if you make
you
cookies out of
the sick
bowl. You
can get a bowl for a dollar. Like, just...
You've never bought a bowl for a dollar.
I mean, a bowl for a dollar, Sydney. You wouldn't lower yourself. Yeah. Who are you kidding? Oh my God.
I don't know how much bowls are.
Oh, yeah, like I don't think that this is inconsistent. I think this is just looking at something and saying, this doesn't appear to be efficient or necessary to do that. I understand economy of things. I understand that not everyone has a bunch of garbage cans or a bunch of buckets. But if you're doing enough puking to have one designated, maybe my thought is, well, if you're using that same one, in the meantime, you could probably get a bucket. Get one bucket, one garbage can, puke in that thing.
I guess I'm fine either way.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
Doesn't affect me. Don't care. So.
Jake's been thrown up on a lot lately. I bet he's immune. He doesn't care at all.
Yeah, vomit's at the top of the list of things that don't bother me at all.
Did it bother you before, Jackson? No?
No, never has. No.
How about the poop? Did that bother you before?
Never bothered me. Nope.
Okay.
What does bother you, Jake?
Yeah,
I don't like snot and loose wiggly baby teeth.
Wait, how do you know you don't like loose wiggly baby teeth?
Like Jenny's little cousins, like, would come over and they, like, put their tongue behind their loose tooth and, like, show you how it wiggles. It's disgusting. Get it away from me.
So what are you going to do when you have to yank out Jackson's tooth?
She's going to do that.
Everybody's got their role.
All my buddies from college, their kids are, like, 6 now, so they're all losing their teeth like crazy. And the going rate for a tooth now is pretty staggering. Like, Mike, yeah. Have you dealt with Tooth Fairy stuff?
Yeah. My oldest one, his first one, he was like, oh, great, I'm going to get $20. And we're like, you're going to get what now?
$20?
And we're like, yeah, that's what my friend got. And I'm like, well, there is a wage gap between here and your friend's house. Do not expect that.
Oh, my God, $20 for a tooth.
Yeah, that's what he expected. He got 10 for the first one, and then it's like $2 after that.
I don't think
you buy in bulk.
I don't think you kids ever got over $1.
No, but I was just thinking it would probably be a good thing to start your kids and say the Tooth Fairy bases the rate you get on the quality of the tooth to get them to brush better. Like you could say, like she looks at it, and if looks like it's well kept and it's been taken care of, you get more money.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I will tell you this: my 6-year-old would play chess while you're playing checkers, and he would be brushing his teeth 4 or 5 times a day, and be like, "That's $100 tooth right there." That's $100 tooth. You're welcome. Yeah,
I would just say, you know what? That's not for us to decide. It's for the Tooth Fairy to decide. Yeah. And you know.
I like the idea of the Tooth Fairy like a drug kingpin who walks in with like kilos on the table and puts the knife in to test if it's pure, walking in and like putting the knife into the tooth and testing to see if it's
like pure. The guy from season 1 of Breaking Bad. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Oh.
I feel left out of that. I don't know that show.
That's okay. Nobody sells crystal in this and like the what do you call it? No one sells crystal in this area but me.
Salamanca.
But Jake and Jenny, I think I would do that with Jackson. Tell him, like, it's all based on how well you take care of your teeth, so.
God forbid he loses one at your house or, like, Sydney's house, and he's like, oh, I got 100 from...
it's a geotag tooth.
We have a really rich
tooth
around our house. Yeah, yeah, hold on to it until I get to...
Don't pull it out! Don't pull it out!
Wait till you get to Pappy and Gigi's house.
Yeah,
make a fucking fortune.
It cost you $100, but it might be worth it to watch them sweat the next time he loses a tooth at home.
Absolutely, well, it would be so good.
Skip Clancy wrote in the chat that there's a sliding scale for tooth loss, and it goes down with each successive tooth.
Oh, okay. So, yep. So
that is true. We've been doing that.
Uh huh. The first one is the best, right?
Yeah. Gotta go big on the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like Stephanie Wilson says they did 5 for the first one and 1 for the rest. That seems like a good tooth rate right there, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Because the first one, you've got to incentivize them because do something like Mikey A. Some kids seem to fight their losing their teeth, right? Like they don't want them to fall out or they don't want to pull it out.
They're always afraid that it's going to hurt, you know, and they're going to see blood and they're always afraid. And then when it falls out, it's like they didn't even notice.
Right.
You guys ever have the dreams now where you lose your teeth?
No. I've never had a dream ever about losing my teeth.
What the hell, Mike? Seriously?
You guys don't have associated
that?
With
Isn't
like,
that a common
high
one?
Stress. Yeah.
Is that a common one?
You have that dream, right?
No. No, I can't go this route with you.
No.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I have never heard of anybody having a dream where they lose their teeth.
Oh, yeah, their adult teeth.
Oh, really? all the time. All the time.
Yeah. Really?
Seriously?
What's up,
Science Gang?
So
yeah,
how are
I was
you?
Just gonna say,
how
stress game. Let's go.
How are in
so
the
according
dream,
to Google, which knows all, it says teeth falling out are associated with loss and important life changes. The dream could indicate that you're dealing with some kind of loss, like an abrupt end to a relationship or a job change. Not that you guys have done any of that.
I always was told it was stress.
Jake, really? Jake and Jenny with the stress, yeah, their house is completely gone. So, yeah, that might make them lose all their teeth.
Have you ever had a reoccurring dream? Like, do you have a dream that, like...
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Do you guys have one?
Dinosaurs at Northwest Catholic.
What?
What?
What did she say?
What did you say, Sydney?
Dinosaurs in Northwest Catholic.
That's your reoccurring dream?
Yeah.
I'd love to know the meaning of some of these things.
Because or me coaching a really shitty Orange Theory class, like me, like the screen not working, or like Ben always has reoccurring dreams at like football practice and stuff like that.
Really?
Doc.
I always have like a reoccurring dream about a tornado. Like I'm somewhere like, and I can see my house and I'm out somewhere and there's a tornado coming and I can't get to it. So like that probably means something.
And that's the thing. You get someone that tells you what it means. How do you know what they know? How do you know they know what it means? I mean, it's like someone telling us something about space. How the fuck do we know if that's true or not? And you just say whatever they want.
It's that being said, here's what it says about dinosaur dreams. If you have dreamed about dinosaurs, your dream is probably a reflection of your own doubts and worries in a waking life.
Oh.
God knows you worry about everything, Sydney. Yeah. And I don't know why, but you do.
Wait.
No comment.
Leanne has tornado dreams too. My
Jake
sister.
And Jenny, did you guys have any?
I had a recurring dream when I was young. I don't have it anymore, but it was Sydney would fall off a dock into a lake and get eaten by an alligator.
All right, Mikey, look that one up.
Did you wake up happy or sad after it, Jake?
I woke up indifferent. It didn't change the course of my day.
All right, I got the tornado one. I'm trying to avoid the alligator-eating Sydney one. But the tornado one in your dreams could symbolize feeling overwhelmed or out of control, or it could stand for something else entirely, like power or transformation. So it could mean one thing, or it could mean anything else.
Yeah, they're throwing shit out there. I mean, what is that? Oh my God.
Is it true, too, that the dreams you don't remember are the things that happen in your real life?
I don't know.
I've had a lot of fucked up real life things coming at me pretty soon.
Sid, your life is fine.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Honestly.
My recurring dream involves a terrorist attack at our first house in Connecticut.
Seriously?
We're eating in the dining room and all these guys bust in through the windows. And then next thing I know, I'm in a Jeep with like really bad shock absorbers rolling down a dirt hill that didn't exist by our old house, trying to outrun a group of terrorists that are chasing us in their car. And then it rolls through downtown and I jump out of the car through the window of a limousine, roll into the back seat. And then me and the guy that are driving the limousine go to the ATM and take out money.
Mikey A, go ahead and have fun looking that one up.
Oh, I just did the alligator eating Sydney one. A very common gator dream for parents or siblings is involves the attempting to rescue from the fearsome reptile's clutches. In these cases, they may be dealing with a bully or some sort of high stress, and you're trying to rescue them.
Well, the only thing is, I did not hear Jake say that he was trying to rescue.
No, I didn't hear that either, but they don't actually have ones where you're just sitting there watching, eating popcorn.
And I think Sydney was the bully herself at that point.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Jake, did you try and save her in these dreams?
No effort.
I see Ryan in the chat says, did you ever have a dream that your spouse cheated on you and you were pissed off at them the next day?
Some shit Jenny and Sydney would do.
Once a month. All the time.
Yep.
Seriously, Jenny?
All the time. I used to have that too
and be mad at you.
Why would you? And I don't understand that. And it's true because then in real life, you get mad at me and I'm like, I didn't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
But yet you're mad at me, and I'm supposed to, you know, take the bullet for that one.
It puts doubts in my head.
No.
And it's always with the nurse now. It's always with the nurse, so.
But he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
What is it with women having those dreams? I don't understand. I don't get it. Jake, you ever have that dream?
It's always a girl thing, I think.
I don't. What does that mean? Are you insecure,
Mikey? Either of you, Mikes? Did you?
Yeah, it says basically it might be difficult to accept, but dreams about a cheating spouse could indicate that your relationship needs some work, mostly on the women's side. I just threw that last
that
part
makes
in
a lot of sense.
Yeah, that would. I mean, when you get mad at me for that, I'm like, what did this person come over on our couch? Because that's where I am. I mean,
I will say I have a feeling it's a young relationship thing because I haven't had a dream like that in a long time.
God, if you had a dream like that now, you'd laugh
he's
hysterically.
He's not fucking going anywhere at this point. So
she'd laugh. I hear her laughing. She's like, "Oh, having another dream? Yeah. Like I'm fucking around."
Yeah.
Jenny, mine's seriously, always, you said-
it's always people we know too. Like it makes it so much worse.
Oh yeah,
that's really awkward.
Yeah.
Do you get mad at that person then in real life too?
Well, I don't see them. Like I wake up.
You wake up next to Jake like you slut.
Yeah. You give it Jake the side eye the next time they're in the same room together. Like,
oh, I know.
That was a dream, right?
I know what you two have been doing. Oh my God.
Uh-huh. You guys are clearly thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, I just don't get it. Oh, well.
Mark M., my recurring dream as a child was my mom chasing me around the airport with a knife.
Wow.
That sounds like mom's fantasy.
Holy smokes.
Oh, my God.
Mike, I'm surprised your recurring dream isn't your mother's footsteps coming upstairs to yell at Jake about something.
That was reality.
No. Yeah, we can say I got to live that one. I didn't need to dream about that one. I did have the recurring sports dream all the time where – and I had it updated recently to where it was back at the Goog at Notre Dame, but the facility was updated. And I was the starting guard on the team at my current size. And I was like, why are they letting this happen? Like, why are we doing this? I was late to several meetings and I got to practice and didn't have my shoulder pads. It was a mess.
Oh my God.
Speaking of that, I was watching the Colts game last night. The size difference between Quentin Nelson and Jeff Saturday now. Oh my God. It was terrifying.
Yeah. Jeff was never a big lineman to start with, but he lost obviously a ton of weight like most old linemen do. And Quentin Nelson's a mutant. So.
Yeah. It was.
Mike, you couldn't have gotten that job? They didn't call you first? I mean, you've had a better broadcasting career. They didn't call you to get the Colts job?
No, nobody called me for any job. I also would have said yes and just gone in there.
Of course you would have.
Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, not a problem.
Anybody would take that job if they were offered.
Unless you had zero interest in
coaching
at all, you know. So,
Mikey, if you were Mikey, if you were offered the Colts job, would you have taken it?
I mean, no, just because I don't want to do that much work.
Okay.
Well, I raised you well.
I mean, like, coaching is something that's never been of interest to me. I have no earthly desire to do that. Like, Jeff coached high school. Jeff clearly had an interest in getting into the league in some port and doing that. Like, it's something that mattered to him. If you asked me to, like, if you were like, hey, Mike, would you like to call the Super Bowl? I'd probably freak out, but I'd end up doing it because I like calling games. Like, but I have no desire to coach. I don't want to go do that. Like, I don't want to have to go do that.
Here's the thing: their contracts are fully guaranteed. You can go in there and shit the bed and still get paid. I don't care.
That's true.
Yeah. He's probably making a lot of money doing it. A bit of money grab.
How about the Notre Dame job? See, at least there's pause there.
Well, like that's the other thing is like I don't think I'd be good at that. Like.
And but if so they said, like, Mike, we need you to do this for the rest of the season for us.
Oh, yeah. If they came to me like that, then I'd be like, all right, yeah, I'll figure it out as we go. Like, that's, yeah.
Well, that's what they do.
Oh, I do it in a heartbeat. I do it in a heartbeat. I think I'd be great at it. So I have a ball.
Well, I mean, like, that was something you almost did. So you like coaching.
I would, why I say I'd be great at it, because I would, you know, delineate the jobs to my coordinators and let them do all the work.
I would strictly run wheel routes every play.
Oh, God.
And they would always be open.
You would run fades. I know, Mike. You would run fades.
No, I would absolutely not run fades. Get that out. I would run the Texas route for the running back out of the backfield. I would run wheel routes, and I would run mesh. And we would win every game by 1,000.
Oh, my God. Jake, you helped coach at the local high school there. Would you have any interest in coaching at all?
I only coached for 1 year, so that should tell you everything you need to know.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, all set.
Yeah, good on
Sydney,
that
would you coach swimming? Sydney?
No.
No?
No.
Never.
Absolutely not. No.
Why? What if your kid was into swimming? Like, would you help coach?
I'd get them a really nice coach and send them off. No, because the answer is
what?
No.
But why? I want to know why.
I just, like, don't see myself as a very good swim coach, to be honest. And I don't have an interest in it. I don't want to get up early and watch people fucking swim. I did that myself. I'm good.
I will say, like, and this you know, flies counter to what Jake just described there. Like, I've worked a bunch of camps and stuff, and in small doses, like, it is fun. Like, I'd imagine it would be tremendously fulfilling to be coaching with a group of kids that, like, wanted to get better and was really excited about being there and all that stuff. Cause to watch someone get better at something because you help them with that has to be like a drug. That's gotta be awesome. But having to do it when it's like pulling teeth or having a bunch of kids that don't want to be there sucks. And so there's like that side of the coin also.
Well, I mean, the reason I didn't go into it, and that was right when I retired in 94, was quite honestly, I knew the life the coaches had. And Sydney was in the process, you know, was your mother was pregnant with you. Both you boys were born. And I was like, I didn't think I wanted that lifestyle. You look at any Wikipedia page of any coach and you just see school after team and just move and move and move. And I didn't really want that nomadic lifestyle. That was because I would love to work with players and stuff like that, but I don't think I could have dealt with that life. I mean, it all falls on the wife, you know, to do everything, to move everywhere. And I just didn't want that.
Jenny, would you ever coach track?
I feel the exact same way that Sydney does.
Not a chance? No? Nope. Wow. Coming from a coaching family.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, yeah. For those that don't know, Jenny's father has coached for 14 decades.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, and her brother coaches.
Brother coaches now at Harvard. Coach. Yeah, both do, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
And it's a lot. Like, everything you just said, Mr. Golic, is why, like, one of the first questions I asked Jake when we were dating was, all right, do you want to coach? Because I don't think I could do what my mom and what my brother's wives do.
If he said, yes, I want to coach, would you have broken up with him?
Damn.
Look at Jackson when you say it. Look at Jackson when you say it.
She still hasn't said yes.
Still has not answered.
I don't know.
Now Jake's recurring dream is Jenny walking out the door as he's going to coach.
He's got a whistle around his neck. Yeah.
No one else is going to coach these three techniques, Jenny. These boys need me.
They love Jake, though. I run into like his players for that one season all the time. They call him Mr. Golic.
Is that one of the weirdest transitions in everyone's life when people start calling you Mr. or Miss, like younger people that start doing that to you?
I just started going through it. I was in Mexico City doing the Cardinals 49ers game, and then I was just in Philly doing the Philly who the hell did they play? Green Bay game. And in the Mexico City, it was Kyler Murray. And in Philly, Mike, it was Jason Kelce. I'm watching I'm watching them warm up, and they're warming up. And all of a sudden, Jason comes over and says, "Hey, Mr. Golic, how you doing?" Kyler Murray said the same thing. They're like, "Really loved watching your show, Mr. Golic." I'm like, "Oh my God, am I fucking 100 years old here?" It's really weird.
The Jason Kelce one is wild.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice, very respectful, and as this animal is playing, I mean, he's one of the most intense guys, even in warm up. I was watching or playing. Very nicely, "Hey, Mr. Golic." His brother was the same way. I had a Kansas City game, and Travis came over and said the same thing. I'm like, "Oh my God, you guys are very respectful." You
know, parents raised
them right.
Yeah, I was like, "Holy smokes!"
Yep.
Yeah. Quick side note here: I forgot to tape this, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh,
I did. Sorry. I did too.
Oh my God.
I did too.
Listen, it doesn't say Mikey A. Mediocre Producer on my thing. It says Super Producer. I've got it.
I've been running for 50 minutes, just so you know.
Thank you, Cindy.
Well done.
Wow.
Speaking of the Kelce brothers, the Christmas song by the guys from the Eagles.
The old lineman is really good. Malata sings very well.
Jordan Malata has high tackle.
Yeah.
He does. They did a really good job.
They did. Now I want to bring this full circle because it's incredible, and they're dropping a single every Friday until Christmas. The full album comes out on the 23rd, so it's going to make Fridays a lot of fun. The first one was awesome. I've been listening to that song nonstop for the last few games. It's Christmas parentheses Baby Please Come Home.
Is the money going to something, like the money that they raise? Is it a charity thing?
I forget. I still have to watch. They did like a little documentary of making the album. But Mikey A, does it have you want to get back into the lab? Because the original great Christmas album of our time was Mikey A's Christmas album with Mikey C, L Duncan, and the rest of us as a part of Weekend Observations.
Oh wow!
I
don't remember that.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Gojo. I wrote a new song. Soup to Nuts wrote it. It's the best one I've written. As far as lyrically, it if you want to call it that. It's probably the meanest one I've written for Mikey. it's beginning to look a lot like lung cancer.
Oh my god! No, Mikey! Yeah. Mikey, no!
Yeah, it's awful and amazing guy, Mikey, at the same time. Yeah, Mikey smokes two, three packs a day. Yeah,
Mikey C is a producer at ESPN. You've seen him maybe on SVP and Russillo, known as Outsider Mike. He was also featured heavily on Weekend Observation, and his entire life is chiefing heaters and going to the gym.
Yeah.
Is he still at ESPN?
He is.
Yeah.
He is. Okay.
Wow.
I wasn't sure.
Wow. We're going to have to see the lyrics of that song for sure.
It's like my eyes glazed over and I woke up and it was all written.
The Will Ferrell way. Well done.
Yeah, it's bad.
I need to see that. Oh, okay, not to change the subject real quick, but Jake and Jenny have to do an actual like business call in about 5-10 minutes. And I want to ask this. It's not really a would you rather, but it's a question that I want you guys to answer as well, everybody, before you guys leave. So the question is, would you give up 5 years of your life to be able to talk to your dog for 1 hour? Have an actual conversation with your dog for 1 hour? Give up 5 years of your life.
Ben and I had a lengthy discussion about this last night. He said no, because it would make it more painful to lose them. Like if you got to know them for an hour. He also said, what if they're really dumb and like talk like a toddler? but I said I would, because you could like get to know their likes and dislikes and like help them for the rest of their life. Like
not only that, I would do it too, because listen, we're all, your mother and I are older. So we have had many dogs. So if you're able to talk to one dog for an hour, just what you said, Sid, I thought you could find out a lot of things about dogs, you know, certain things that they do that mean things. So not just for that dog you're talking to, but for the next dog you have or the next dog you have, you can know some things about them by having this conversation for an hour. So I would do it. I would do it just to get to know dogs better.
Yeah, I'd be so Earl, when you do this, what do you want? Or like,
so,
I'd give them safety tips. I'd be like, if you see a scorpion, don't fucking go near it. Like, I'd like give them a little safety rundown as well.
But, okay, so if you only had to choose one, who are you picking?
No, I'm picking my it's both of them.
No, you can only talk to one.
You can only talk to one.
No, it's my animals. I'm picking both.
Who would you pick out of our three?
I'm not sure I would pick it.
I think Ted's too dumb, our bulldog.
Don't pick Ted.
I may have to go with Harry. I think you get a lot out of Harry.
Yeah.
I think I get a lot. Hank wouldn't give a fuck and would barely say anything. I think I'd get a lot out of Harry, our six-year-old pug.
Let's let Jake and Jenny answer, because they're the ones that are leaving.
Sorry. Jake.
I actually would say no.
Really?
I agreed with Ben's first part that like they'd be harder to lose. And I don't know, I would just have a really hard time. Because I feel like if I asked Chip anything, like, what does it mean when you do this? He'd be like, food.
And and you're going to be like, I gave up 5 years of my life for this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. One point during the
conversation. You want food. Yeah.
Yeah. One point during the conversation, you're like, man, I fucked this one up.
Jake, would you?
I would do it. Yeah.
You would?
And I would have similar conversations like everyone else has mentioned, like, you know, about safety tips and what this means. And yeah, I would do it.
What if you found out your dog didn't like you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mom's.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be tough.
It would.
Yeah, I really fucking hate that voice you guys do for me. That's not how I talk.
That would be interesting. What if they said, what if I was talking to Harry and he said he didn't like you, hon?
I don't know.
You know, by the way, I don't like the girl in the house.
I guess I'm the one person who's not sure besides Ben that I would give up the 5 years. Because think about what you could miss in 5 years. You could miss like Jackson being born, like Sydney's wedding all happened in a year, just for an hour conversation with your dog. Like, I already have a good relationship with my dog.
But I've had all those things already. So what's the difference if I go at 85 or 90?
But you know? I mean, it's a different grandchild, or it's seeing a grandchild get married or whatever. Like, you're going to give up having that experience for an hour to talk to your dog?
Fuck yeah.
I love my dog. I love my dog.
I'd give up anything for Earl.
And anything? Oh, wow. You threw in Dorothy pretty late.
Neither of the Mikeys have answered.
Yeah.
I was contemplating and I was letting Jake and Jenny get their answers in because I know they had to leave.
Yeah.
Even though Dad asked the question and then went on for 5 minutes before he
did
them. I want to hear from you guys first, but not until after me.
Classic Dad.
Sounds like how I asked a question when I had a show.
It's so true, yeah.
That 4 minute question. Yeah. Yeah, that's my fault.
I remember listening to you go, just fucking ask the
sorry,
question.
Jake and Jenny, I apologize.
Yeah.
Hank's like, this is bullshit. This is why I don't want to.
Hank is See, not
Hank's
happy.
Talking to us
Hank
right
is
now.
Trying to talk to me right now.
Yeah. Man, it'd be pretty cool to talk to Hank for an hour. He's a pretty great dude. I feel like Hank would have a lot of really insightful stuff to say. He's also the bridge dog. Like, he's like, he was there for the last of the labs and he was the first of the pugs. And so he'd be able to tell us about the older dogs and what they were like. And he'd be able to tell us about what he's seen in the world. He's seen a lot.
Yeah, I've seen a lot.
Look, and he has no tongue right now.
I know.
That's very rare.
This he looks like 5 years younger. He
it's does. Also because I would throw myself in front of oncoming traffic so Hank would never have to experience pain. So I just need to kind of know what's going on in there. I love you so much, Hank.
He's saying thank you, Mikey. Thank you.
It actually fucking hurts.
Oh, my God.
there's Jackson.
All right, man.
Gotta go.
Bye. Bye. See you guys.
See you later. Bye, J-Man. All right, Dad, with that in mind, Sydney, I'm guessing you don't have a brain buster today. No brainbuster day, Dad.
Nope.
Do you have any other would you rathers, or was
no?
That
I just
the,
want. I just wanted to. That was in lieu of a would you rather.
Wow! Tremendous podcast.
Well, wait a minute.
Very low and slow today,
Mikey. Hey, you didn't give an answer to that one.
I think my dog thinks is better than anything she might actually think. So I would probably pass on it because I think all she does is love me. And I would hate to find out otherwise.
That's true.
Yeah, that would be a bummer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you found out your dog didn't like you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think whatever's in my head about what she thinks is probably as good as it's going to get.
That's true.
That's fair.
That is a good point.
That is fair.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, I think I'm a way better parent than I actually am. So,
yeah.
I mean, what is she going to tell me, like, I hate that food you bought. Go back to the old brand.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, no, we can't. You actually have a gastrointestinal issue. Like, this is not
Yeah.
And if Which I tell her, if I say, if I say, Stella, I love you, she wags her tail. So she gets what I'm saying.
Right.
So, like.
That's good enough.
So, as far as a would you rather, Jim just chimed in. He said, would you rather live as a dog for an hour or have your dog live life as a human for an hour?
Now that is a great question.
Huh.
I'm not sure if my dogs would do anything as humans. I think they would just sit on the couch like I do.
But I see what dogs do, and I don't think I want to do that for an hour. I would just lay on a couch or take a shit. I mean, I would like to
you
see
do
what
that now.
I know. I would like to see what a dog does as a human.
I'm just kind of realizing that our lives aren't very different. My dogs in my life right
yeah
now.
That's very true,
so,
yeah, that's very true,
it's true.
I would ben, rather be a dog for an hour, because if my dog became a human for an hour and was ugly, then I wouldn't be able to forget it when it became a dog again, and it would mess with my dog.
Wow.
Well, you have boy dogs. I've got a girl dog. What if she was gorgeous?
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable with where this is.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like,
we got, no, let's move on. No, that's awful.
He's like,
no.
Baby. I know what you could be.
And you guys keep saying that Ted looks like my dad. So what if we? What if he became a human and he actually was
What's
my dad?
Oh my God.
How weird I wouldn't would be able to handle that.
No, how weird would that
yeah,
be?
Yeah, that would be life? Really uncomfortable. Wow.
Yes. So.
Okay.
Well, to finish this off on a positive note, I just got a text from our good friend Dane Christ, who said that we used to have a huge black pot. Like, imagine the largest one in your kitchen that you used maybe once a year, and that was their sick bowl.
They did have a sick bowl. Wow. That is something. We never even thought of that.
It got reused, Mikey?
He said it like got used maybe once a year was how he couched it.
Okay.
But he said he remembers having to pick it up or bring it up to his dad as a kid and having to like bear hug it to carry it up.
Oh my God. But then someone's got to carry it down full of puke.
Now, the next question is, are they going to do that with Holden?
Oh yeah.
Are they going to have a sick bowl with Holden?
We'll have to find out for next time.
We are.
That just feels like the olden days when somebody was the piss boy, you know, and you peed in a pot and someone had to go
empty
it.
I feel like nowadays you just grab whatever's closest that's not going to screw things up too badly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The dog's throwing up on our bed. I raced for the towel the other night. Like,
yeah, your mother dove on the bed with the towel to try and get it underneath one of the dogs about to throw up. So. It was a sight to see it.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a sight to see at 3 a.m.
Yep. Whatever it takes, man.
Make a play. Change your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Sprinted into the bathroom, and I just saw this vision coming out of the bathroom, and all of a sudden she was horizontal and diving across the bed. I'm like, wow.
Big time players make big time plays. That's it. Big time games. Speaking of making plays, make sure you go ahead and smash that subscribe button over on the Sorry in Advance YouTube page there. Keep those going. Also, you can download, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you get your podcasts and keep those coming here. We appreciate everyone who's made that decision so far. We appreciate everyone in the chat. Jim Misner, Ryan Holmes, Dan Barker, Matt Carbone, Stumbling Tortoise, Skip Glancy, and all the other people that decided to pop in on the YouTube stream that we threw up here hastily and at the last minute. Thanks so much. And as always, we're sorry in advance.
I'm not.